You know, you got to understand that police are doing what they're doing for a reason.
Meet Officer Will Liu, patrolman for San Diego Police Department. He serves as an SRO, or school resource officer, for Ridner High School. Often you will find Liu's face featured on San Diego PD Facebook page or community newspaper articles, highlighting the outreach programs offered by his department. It is hard not to find his friendly smile on his face. Like many from the St. Anne Department, Liu was a part of the support offered to the neighboring community of Ferguson during the protests of 2014.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time down there, and it was a different experience. We mentioned talking about going to war. You know, it's gunfire, shots fired left and right. You're watching people burn down a city, light buildings on fire, do whatever they want. You know, the people that lived down in Ferguson did not want Ferguson to burn.
Liu was suited up in riot gear, holding line as he faced protesters who could be found tossing insults, spitting in his face, or items to his head.
You know, being a police officer, I do understand that, you know, my job is what it is. You know, after years and years of the protest, there's an understanding that there is some frustration there. Because clearly, something's going on that is causing people to do these protests and stuff. I'm not talking about the riots. I'm not talking about the guys that are down there busting up windows and the guys throwing rocks and bottles. You know, there's a very few percentage of people that do that. But then there is a lot of people who are down there exercising their rights, and they are protesting and for something that they truly, truly believe in.
It is the same scene being repeated for the last few weeks to the officers in downtown St. Louis since the Shockley verdict on September 15th. Liu, an alumni of Ridner School District, feels like working with kids is a natural fit for him.
Everyone has different roles in the police department. What fits your personality? You know, you can do so many different things that'll fit you as a person in police. You know, build good relations with your community, you can. If you want to take investigations and go further with it and become a detective, you can. You know, so when I started police work, they asked me, where do I want to be in a couple years? And, you know, at the department I was at then, I told them I'd see myself as a DARE officer. And I did that for a little bit, and now I'm in the school, and, you know, I'm still working with kids, and I love it.
We asked Liu, how does he feel about the large divide growing between the citizens of St. Louis?
Of course, my wife sees the stories, and, you know, we got to go through the facts, and, like, all this stuff, like the recent one. You know, and now the facts are coming out afterwards of why this decision was made, and if, you know, people actually take the time to read why the decision was made and why it was received and approached the way it was, then yeah, they'll understand it a lot more, you know. But they'll only hear initial statements and stuff like that.
He's a man doing his job for his community. He lives here, raised his family here. He believes in reaching out will serve more in closing that gap. Maybe officers like Liu can establish the relationships with future generations within our community, so we won't have to pick sides anymore.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they get to see me, that I'm a person. It's called, you know, humanizing the badge, that I am a person, that I do have a family, and that I don't just, you know, come in, I'm not a robot. I don't just come in, do my job with a straight face and sit there and stand on the wall, and then at the end of the day, I go home. That's not what it's about. You know, I don't just come in to collect a paycheck. I come in, I do my job, I keep everyone safe, or I try to at least. But, you know, we have fun with the kids, and they see us doing that, and we build relationships with them, because I do want kids to think that they can come to the police when they need help. I don't want them always thinking that, man, that guy, you know, I don't like the cops and this and that. Well, why? Oh, I watched a movie, or I seen something on the internet and this and that. Well, interact with me and tell me to my face that you don't like me after hanging out with me for a week, and tell me that my life doesn't matter after I spent all this time working with kids and stuff like that.
I'm Tristan Talton for KRHS Media, sponsored by the Ridner School District, music provided by bensound.com.